Guys, woo! Good worship, guys. Great to worship with you guys. Hey, man. Hey, we're going to look at just one verse today, and you'll know why in just a minute, but Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. So if you want to turn there, it's great. We've been in Romans a couple times this week, so maybe you can find it easier. So, but Romans chapter 15. And you guys been having a good week, I think. I hope you've been having a good week, being challenged by God, growing in your faith, maybe even getting you to think about where you are with God. And I think we've been learning a lot about, oh, wait, there's actually maybe reasons that God would have us suffer. And how do we actually face suffering knowing that God's in control of it all? So I love going through that with you guys this week. But this is the last day of camp. Nobody's going to come up to you every single day, twice a day, to encourage you and remind you what God's word says about suffering or what God would say about suffering. It's not going to happen all the time. I can't be getting, like, bombarded with it in a good way. But you guys, today we're going to put into practice not somebody feeding you what God might be saying about your suffering, but it's going to be you feeding yourself and actually helping to feed someone else. That's what we're going to do today. It's going to be a challenging thing. For some of us, it's going to be, okay, wow, I'm going to challenge. I'm not going to just sit and take notes, which is great, and listen and learn. I'm going to learn for myself, and I'm going to share what I'm learning with someone else. You're not going to have me. You're not going to have your counselor always with you. You're not going to even have your youth pastor with you all the time. There is something that you can have with you all the time you can keep turning to encourage you and help you go through suffering. And you're holding it in your hands right now. It's the Bible, right? Listen to what it says in Romans 15:4. It says this: "For whatever was written in former days," talking about what's written in God's word, "was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." He's talking about when you're going through hard things, so that you have this book, you have what was written, God's word, God's word, you guys, to instruct you, to help you have endurance, to be able to get through all of that, to encourage you when you're going through tough things. And so it's important that we start learning how to go in God's word ourselves, because there's going to be times where you are going to be by yourself. And what are you going to do? You guys have been going through your booklet this week. I want you to pick that up. Just your booklet. Your summer camp book. You guys got it? I hope you do. If you don't, when you leave here, you can grab... maybe there's an extra one in the back, or go to your cabin and grab it really quick. But each day you had this quiet time. Do you guys see that? Who's been doing that? You guys been writing stuff in here? The whole one chapter, read one verse, say one prayer, tell one person. So if you haven't, today is the last day that we're giving you. Seriously, we're giving you some incredibly free time to do this. And we're going to do this right in just a couple of minutes to do this. If you haven't been doing it, would you just kind of just go, okay, today I'm going to seriously do this. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do my my quiet time. I'm going to read this stuff. I'm going to go through this and try not to be distracted by whatever's going on around me or people or things, whatever. I'm just going to do this today. Just start developing that habit. That's what this is for. But in each day, you were to read a chapter, then you write one verse, write your favorite verse or verse you want to remember the most. Might be a verse. It might be a thought, by the way. You could just say, hey, this is my one thought I want to remember. Say one prayer. Actually take time and talk to God about what you just read. Like, really do it. And it says even to write your prayer down. So write it down. And I see you have, it says for Thursday. You guys on Thursdays? Go ahead and just turn there if you haven't already. On Thursday, it says read Job 42. We're going to go over Job 42 a little bit tonight. And I want to suggest to you to read three passages that we haven't really gone over in chapels. But I want you to choose one, two, or even all three of these passages. Just keep going. If you still have time and you're still on your, it's the bell hasn't rung yet and you still have time, just go to the next passage. And you don't have to do these in order. You can say, I'm just going to choose one of them. If I only have one, I'm going to choose this one. But Jared, would you just show them up there? So on Thursday quiet time, next to read Job 42, all I did was I just wrote down these other three. So we just write these down. Write James 1, 2 through 18. Romans 5, 1 through 10. And Romans 8, 18 through 39. Again, you don't have to choose the first one to go. Just I don't know, maybe God will just kind of direct you just randomly. Hey, you know what? I like the number 8. I think I'm going to read Romans 8. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. Some of you will say, well, which one has the shortest verses? I get it. That would be the James. But remember, when you get done with that, what are you going to do? You're going to go on to another one. So each one of these says something about trials or suffering, an attitude to have, how to face it, what to do about it. Says something. So when you're reading through it, maybe even especially think about that. Oh yeah, we've been talking about suffering this week. What does this say about that? What do I want to learn about that? And maybe write that down as maybe one of your verses. And talk to God about it. Actually, just really pray to him about it. If you see something, you're like, wow, this is what God's word says I should be doing, or I should be thinking, but I don't think that at all, then pray that you would start thinking that way. Ask God to change how you're thinking, whatever it is. And then the last one says, tell one person. Did you guys see that? So what you're going to do is you're going to go out. I'm going to dismiss you in just a minute. You're going to go out. You're going to find a place by yourself. Don't get distracted by anybody else. Find that place by yourself out here. And camp is going to be quiet. Camp's going to be like shut down. So just find your spot. Read one of these passages, at least one of them. Write down your thoughts. If you get done with that, just go through another one. When you hear the bell ring, you're going to hear a bell ring after a little while. Then you take what you've done. And you find one other person, and you sit with them, and both of you share with the other person what you wrote down, what your favorite verse was, what hit you, what your prayer was. Share with each other. Oh, you read James? I actually read Romans. Oh, what did you read in Romans? What is that? Whatever it is. Oh, and then just share with each other, and then pray for each other. Now, here's the biggest challenge. Don't go to your best friend. Don't go to your friend. Find somebody else. Now, I can't prove that you're not with your friend. This is all you guys. This is you guys saying, I'm going to do this. And maybe even find somebody you're going, I don't even know if I know that person's name. But you lock eyes with them. They lock eyes with you. Just look around and walk. Oh, there's somebody that's not with somebody. I'm going to them. And just sit down with them. Maybe it is somebody you're like, oh, I kind of know them, but I don't know them that well. We don't really hang out that much. Maybe they're even your group. You don't hang that much. But just seriously, you guys, if you hang out with your best friend, even if you have the best intentions, it's going to be really easy to get distracted. Will you agree? Yes. So just find somebody you're going, I'm just going to do this. It's just one time you're doing this. I'm telling you, it's going to start developing something, and you're going to go, I don't even know if I can do that. When you do it, you're going to go, wow, I didn't know I could do that, but I can. So just do that. You guys got it? You're going to go out, choose one, keep on going in this passage. The passages, write down what really is hitting you. Pray through it. When you hear a bell, what do? Find one other person, yeah. Now, if you're looking around, you see everybody paired up. I'm just saying, if you see everybody paired up, the most any group is going to have is three. Most any group, but there better not be a whole bunch of threes. If there's two groups of three, there should be three groups of two. That makes sense? So just make sure that there should be, if there's one group of three, it should be only one group. That's it. So you guys got that? When you hear another bell after that, so just keep talking with each other, pray with each other. Maybe if you didn't get to another passage, read another passage with the other person. But just keep it on spiritual things. You can do this. I know you can. When you hear a second bell, take your stuff back, change for rec, come right back here. You guys got it? First bell, what do you do? Second bell, what do? Go back to your stuff, change, come back for chapel for rec. You guys got it? All right. Let me pray for us. We're going to go. God, thanks for us to get together. I pray you'll give us some discipline. It's tough sometimes. Keep us concentrated. Keep us on it. And God, that we would just do this one time and just go, wow, I what can this do for me? Some of us have never actually really read your word, God, to try to say, what is it trying to tell me? And just listening to you and then sharing it with somebody else to actually tell someone else what you're learning. So God, I pray you just give us that time today. In your name, amen.